Why did Puss in Boots agree to kill Shrek? I mean, it was clear why King Harold hoped to get rid of his daughter's new husband.
He's not a god, per se. He's an ogre.
But why would Puss be willing to execute a hit on an ogre? When I was a kid, seeing Puss cloaked in darkness in the back room of a bar filled with witches, villains, and wild fairy tale creatures made me believe that he was just a bad guy at the beginning of Shrek 2. I mean, if he was willing to murder Shrek for a bag of gold, how good could he be? But in every other story focused on Puss in Boots, he's depicted as a legendary hero. Even in the prequel film that takes place before Shrek 2, Puss fights for honor, protects the innocent, and is a loyal friend. So how did he become capable of killing someone for the king of far, far away? Well, I think it's important to understand that long before we first met Puss in Boots, he had a history of flirting with both sides of the law. As a child, Puss and his best friend Humpty Dumpty would steal beans and little things from villagers in their home of San Ricardo. And over time, they began to be known by the authorities as thieves.
Third time this month, Imelda.
While Puss tried to walk a good path for his mother Imelda, eventually Humpty Dumpty solidified their legacies as outlaws.
He led me down the wrong path.
You see, one night Humpty Dumpty tricked Puss into helping him steal from San Ricardo's bank, and that marked Puss as a fugitive for years. Puss's name was disgraced, and that forced him to go on the run, but he swore that someday he would clear his name so that he could make his mother proud. Until then, though, he became a prolific criminal to survive as an outlaw. He found scores across the land, he fearlessly fought off enemies everywhere he went, and over time he built up quite a reputation for himself. We're even told at the very beginning of the Puss in Boots movie that Puss was given many names, including the Diablo Gato, the Furry Lover, and he was even known as the Ginger Hitman. So clearly, in Puss's early years, before Shrek 2, he became known for his work as a paid killer, and he was most respected for taking out ogres.
Let me clue you in. There's only one fella can handle a job like that, and frankly, he don't like to be disturbed.
Of course, it would make sense then that the ugly stepsister would recommend Harold to seek out Puss in Boots for his problem, especially since he had a track record of working with royalty. You see, in the early days of his outlaw life, Puss preferred to take jobs that targeted other notable criminals. Like, he was more than willing to steal magic beans from the likes of the deplorable Jack and Jill. But soon after Puss became the hero of San Ricardo, he began to see that he could also use his skills to assist affluent and honorable people like members of the royal class. You see, Puss was first recruited to reclaim the Heart of Fire Ruby by Princess Alessandra Bellagomba.
You want to hire me?
Yes, your reputation is that of a cat who fears nothing.
On that journey, Puss teamed up with three little kittens known as the Three Diablos, and together they hunted down and defeated the thief who is known as the Whisperer. When they returned with the ruby, the generous and kind princess rewarded Puss handsomely, and he learned a valuable lesson.
Gracias, my little friends, for you have shown me there is glory and sometimes gold in doing the right thing.
What this all means is that leading into Shrek 2, Puss had not only established himself as a notable hitman, but he also was someone who was known to be capable of executing missions for royalty, which made him a perfect catch for King Harold's hit against Shrek. But of course, the real question is, why would he agree to do this job? Well, of course, Puss wasn't perfect. He was a bit arrogant, he drank too much leche at times, he was a big fan of the catnip, and he was willing to cheat, lie, and seduce his way to get what he wanted. But there were limits to what he was willing to do for gold. You see, Puss in Boots was known by the world as someone who would fight for the people. The truth is that for however much he loved riches, he refused to endanger the lives of innocent people.
I do not steal from churches.
Well, the boy's orphanage has been donated silver candlesticks.
I do not steal from orphans.
Therefore, the only reason Puss would hunt Shrek down is if he truly believed he was doing the right thing, regardless of whether there was a reward or not. I mean, Puss proved that he was willing to act even if it was against his interests, as long as he believed he was fighting for the greater good. Like, he fought to save San Ricardo from the Great Terror, even when the guards were attempting to arrest him. Later on, he was also willing to save Far Far Away from the fairy godmother, even after he repaid his debt to Shrek. And way later, when he discovered the governor of Del Mar was using the town's money for himself, he redistributed the riches back to the citizens. He was not willing to compromise the lives of good people for his own benefit. That's why over time he not only took on scores that targeted the vile and evil members of the world, but he also was happy going after the greedy and the corrupt, which made him many villagers' favorite fearless hero. With all of that being said, I think when Puss in Boots first confronted King Harold, he assumed he was an honest and good man. I mean, he was well known to be a great husband and father. father. He was a warrior himself, taking part in some crusades in his youth, which could have been questionable ethically, but the citizens of Far Far Away didn't care. By the way they embraced Princess Fiona again when she returned, it was clear that the people loved the royal family. Puss had no reason to not trust the beloved king of Far Far Away. So when Harold brought a hit before him that was accompanied by a massive bag of gold and the claim that taking Shrek's life was good for the kingdom, of course he'd agree to take the ogre's life. Once he actually met Shrek, though, everything changed. Puss saw how when the ogre defeated him, he was willing to spare his life, and that led him to alter his allegiances.
Stop, ogre!
I have misjudged you.
Join the club, we've got jackets.
Sure, Puss in Boots betrayed the king's orders even after taking his gold, but he had to follow the truth and do what was right within his soul. And by serving and befriending Shrek, he was able to not only make amends for his mistake, but he once again reclaimed his honor and further cemented himself as a legend. Thank you so much for watching, and I hope you have a very magical rest of your day.